Ko Pāki Waha, te hōtaka, whakamani e kaupapa Māori. Ko Dale Tenei, it's 7:24 on your Monday morning, kia ora. Al Filipina joins us, Al's a councillor on Auckland Council, and a really interesting development there. The council's approved public consultation documents regarding the establishment of Māori seats on the council's governing body. Now, following public iwi and hapu consultation, council will decide in October whether to introduce the seats in time for the next local body election, which is due at, in 2025. Councillor Filipina joins us for a kōrero about that today. Tēnā koe, Alf.
Morena, darling. Morena koutou to our listeners.
Tēnā koe. Well, look, we marched to get seats on the Māori Council way back in the establishment of the super city. But instead, they saw no seats, but an independent Māori statutory board set up. If this does come together and there is a desire to establish seats on the council Māori, will the seats be in addition to or alongside the independent Māori statutory board, or is it one or the other, Alf? What's the thinking there?
Well, the thinking is, and it always has been, is that the Māori seats with the wards will be an addition to the independent Māori statutory board, because they have been set up totally for another reason, which is to make sure that Auckland Council is accountable to the Te Ao Waitangi. So it's an addition to. That's why I was obviously disappointed that the recommendation I put in to exclude, especially references to the independent Māori statutory board, didn't go through and got voted down, because I know what they're up to, which is they're worried about too many people, Māori representation on the Auckland Council, which is a shame.
What would you say to councillors against the amendment who say that the independent Māori statutory board already represented Māori voices? What does that say? Or what would you say of those councillors and their attitude?
Well, I just don't be afraid of having Māori voices around the table, especially on the governing body, because at the moment there's no Māori representation as a dedicated representation. The independent Māori statutory board is not on the governing body. Through statute, they can't be. So this is around having a Māori voice around the governing body table, where all regional matters end up getting decided. So they wanted to put the independent Māori statutory board in the consultation document, because I have no doubt at all some of them, not all, but some of them want to cloud the issue around Māori seats and have one up against the other. And that's what I pushed through. Some of my colleagues, obviously, it's been around since 2015, 2017, 19, 21. You know, it's been there. The Independent Māori Statutory Board is there for another reason. But they want to cloud the issue when the consultation document goes out, and hopefully people would want to replace one with the other, which is not the case, shouldn't be. But, you know, I'm some of them are scared, obviously, to have too many Māori's voices around our committee table. There's none on the governing body. That's why I put my recommendation in. And it got lost. I think they're scared that there's too many Māori voices.
Okay, so what's going to need to happen to get this across the line, Alf? They say that public consultation, we know that often our people don't get involved in those processes in the numbers we would hope they would, but that's their choice too. So what effectively needs to occur here? We've got a consultation period. Then it'll go to a vote. How's it all going to work?
Well, what happens now is that the feedback will come through to the governing body, and that's when we'll end up deciding. So our community, whether it be Māori or not, but just our community, need to have an input in regards to this, and put their tick, their reasons, their input in regards to saying, yes, we need a Māori voice on the governing body. And by doing that, yes to Māori seat on the governing body. Let's have a voice. And so that feedback will end up coming back to the governing body to make a decision. So then in 2025, there is a Māori voice on that governing body table, because you have to be around that decision-making table to make a difference. So they've clouded the issue by putting the Independent Māori Statutory Board in there, because there was always the governing body says, no, they are two different things. You shouldn't cloud the issue. But some of them are scared that there's too many Māori voices around the table. So they voted to have the Independent Māori Statutory Board in the consultation document. That's just so disappointing, especially for some of them.
I tell you what could cloud it as well, Alf, is the timing, because obviously race looks as though it's going to be an important issue. It's already been raised in uncomfortable ways as we build up to October's election, and get the feel that this public consultation will be out at around about the same time. So we can expect anti-Māori rhetoric going forward into the election, because that's how political parties who want to win middle ground in New Zealand, they try and strike fear into voters that perhaps Tangata Whenua are getting something they aren't. And it's been a mobilising force in the past, and perhaps, in fact, probably will be again this year. Are you concerned that the timing here, has it somewhat coinciding with the electoral run-up?
Yeah, the timing had to be done for October, because we need to make the decision for 2025. So the timing was there through statute. My issue, again, as I've said, my issue is that some of the councillors who voted to include the Independent Māori Statutory Board, exactly the reason for that is so it does cloud the issue. And it's going to be an issue from some of the political parties that don't like co-governance. That's exactly what's going to happen. And that's why some of the councillors that voted for the inclusion of the Independent Māori Statutory Board in the consultation document, that's the main reason why they ended up wanting to do it. So then there is commentary that's going to confuse this particular issue. It should have been just about our Māori seats. Some of those people that voted to include Independent Māori Statutory Board in the consultation, they knew this was going to happen. They knew it was going to cloud the issue, and they would rather do that and get people to jump on that anti-co-governance, anti-Māori horse and to cloud the issue. That's why they did it. And that, not all of them, but some of them. I have no doubt at all. That's why it's just typical, even going back to 2015, around some of the councillors around that table, the governing body table.
Well, as time unfolds, we will name them. Because it's right that councillors' positions are known. Also, you are public representatives. So, well, which way do you lean on this issue? Which way are you going to vote on this issue? I think it should be public knowledge. We won't go into that right now, Alf. But suffice to say that the council, Ihoama, has approved public consultation documents regarding the establishment of Māori seats. That in itself is a push forward, and much of that to do with the mahi that's been done by Councillor Alf Filipina. Thanks, Alf. We'll follow this one very closely. We need to. And more representation and better perspectives being tabled around decision-making tables paramount to our development going forward. Mauri ora kia koe. Thanks, Alf. Thanks again.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Alf Filipina.